We are talking defense here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome in defensive coordinator Bill Davis to our Xfinity studio. And, Coach, let's talk a little defense.
Let's talk.
I have one goal in this interview. You have been talking to the media for more than an hour. I want to ask one question that you have not heard. So let's. At the end, I want you to tell me if you've...
Okay, I'll be honest.
I guess the first thing I want to... What have you seen so far from the guys? Kind of, what do you think you have from the group?
Well, the first thing that jumped out is their work ethic. The guys are all in. We've got a complete... We've installed the defense 1.5 times now. We'll finish up with the OTAs for the full second time. And they've been eating it up. They dive in. They're working their tail off on the techniques we're asking them to use. The scheme and how we're asking them to get done, because they've got a new language to learn. You know, as coaches came together and we built a language that we've got to learn with each other, and then all of a sudden we teach it to the players, and they've got 100 questions, and they're diving in, and the mistakes are lower than I anticipated.
Good. Is it considered, from what you know, a voluminous defense? I mean, if you've been able to get through it 1.5 times, I mean, I don't know, is that normal? Or is it number of reps? I mean, how I've always thought you kind of teach it in small segments here and then get to the whole base of it.
You have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. Do you want to teach it slow and just the basics and not get the whole package in? Or do you want to throw the whole package at them in a light way without getting too detailed, get them to understand the big concepts? And that's what we've chosen to do. We're going to teach the big concepts of all the defenses, knowing there will be some mistakes hidden inside because we haven't detailed all of them yet. And now the second time around, it's a little slower, a little more detailed, but they have the big concepts down. So it's the big concepts, and then we'll get more detailed. When we come back for training camp, they'll have both big concepts, a little more detail, and then we'll really fine-tune it.
Yeah,
and so with the volume of reps we have, that's a benefit.
So they understand the means to the end here, and then they can go back and figure out, hey, now I understand why I go from point A. I know how to get to point C. I just got to do point B the
right
way.
Right? And one of the biggest things in teaching defense is 11 men have to be connected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have one guy break down, it's a trickle-down effect. So to be a great defense, you've got to be on the same page and you've got to be together. And first and foremost, you understand your responsibility and technique. But the quicker you can branch out and understand those that are closest to you and how your technique affects theirs, and then you get the whole defense, and the great defenses understand how they fit together.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to go 3-4-4-3 because I know your answer's
going to be...
It's been asked. I know that's been asked. But what is the general philosophy of a Bill Davis defense?
Well, the number one thing that we as a defensive staff, this is a Philadelphia Eagle defense, and I don't want to make it an ideal because we have a great defensive staff that collectively have come together and put this scheme and used the words and decided on the techniques and the scheme we're going to use. And what we as a defensive staff want to get done is break the rhythm of the offense we're facing. And they all have different rhythms and they all have different deployments. And we've got a defense that we're going to put together and that we believe we've put together that will break the rhythm of offenses, keep them off balance, let us get the ball back. We talk defensively almost every day about our number one job is to gain possession of the ball for the Philadelphia Eagles and keep the points down to as low as we can keep them down.
So I'm going to read into it and say this will be, and I'm sure every defense is, aggressive, not afraid to blitz, not afraid to force the issue.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to tell you that I would say that you want to show a lot of different things during the course of a game and also from 1 week to the next, correct?
Yes. And one of the things that you talk about showing different things, we have to react to what we're being shown by the offense. What does the Washington Redskins offense pose as a threat to us as opposed to the Giants?
Okay.
They've got different deployments. They've got different, completely different schemes. So you've got to realign the defensive players to what you're trying and attempting to stop of what they do, and they hang their hat on. So from week to week, you will see different deployments by us and different ways of stopping that particular offense. If you get back-to-back weeks where the offenses are very similar, well, we'll probably look very similar.
Yeah.
The whole goal is getting our guys in position to break the rhythm of the offense and doing what they do best, our defensive players.
I think one player that Eagles fans really look to and say, well, if there's going to be a big difference in this defense, Trent Cole is going to be somebody who maybe we won't recognize where he is on the field. What is his role? What have you seen from him as you've asked him to adjust to what he needs to do in this defense? What is he?
Well, Trent Cole, like all the players, Trent Cole, first and foremost, goes forward better than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Rushes the passer. He's had multiple 10-sack seasons. He's an all-out effort guy in every play, and you love watching him play. You love coaching him. You love being around him. But like all players on our defense right now, we are cross-training them in different skill sets to see how many different versions and deployments we can make. And part of the outside backers and defensive ends, we're teaching them to drop. And in this phase of the offseason program, there are no pads. There is no pass rush evaluation. There's no run game evaluation. This is all about space, movement. So we're taking the opportunity to drop them as much as we can to train them, so if we want to call on them to do those things, they can, and they'll have a skill set. Trent, along with the other guys, are really coming along and looking night and day different than day one that they do right now. And they'll tell you they're more comfortable at it. They've done it more. So when we hit the season, we'll have a choice and ability to do both. We know we can go forward. We've got all this film work, and he's got all those years of experience of putting his hand in dirt and going, and we're going to have him do that.
So I get it. I think I get it. Because let me tell me if I'm wrong. You are in still discovery phase, teaching and discovery phase with your players.
Absolutely.
Right? And you want to go into the season saying, this is what I have with these guys, but I'm also want to keep the flexibility of asking them to do a lot of different things within all these multiple fronts and the different concepts you have in coverage, so that we're going to adjust this from one game to the next. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, so I can't sit here and say, Bill, give me, what are you playing? 3-4-4-3? Because the truth is, the answer is both. I can't say, hey, Bill, is Trent Cole a defensive end or a linebacker? Your answer is he could be both.
That's exactly what I've been trying to say.
And it took you an hour to deal with that. I could have gotten that done a lot faster than that.
You didn't need me here.
But, I mean, the truth is that's really, it is very much a work in progress.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And this is a teaching. This is the biggest learning phase. We have, as a new staff, and all the new staffs in the NFL this year, I've been through this a couple times. It is the main obstacle you have is getting your guys to understand the language and the new set of techniques and scheme. Some are they've already done in their careers, and some they haven't. But the pace at which you can get everybody on the same page and coordinated together, we'll see the Washington Redskins game. I mean, we're going to put our head down and work our tails off to get to play the best game we can against Washington. But that game will tell us who we are and where we are.
Sure. But at this point, how few mistakes you make in practice, communications-wise, positions on the field-wise, that's how you're dictating your success one day
absolutely.
To the next. I got this. Is easy.
See?
Did I ask any questions that you hadn't heard in the last hour and a half?
No, you got one?
I thought it was good. Bill Davis, thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.